Granny, then, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Glum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Storm. This is Glum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner, or Old Doc Peabody, as he now calls himself, is firmly convinced that he has at last found in the world. He set up an office in the room of the store and is giving out free advice to confused husbands. He has several customers already. However, it remains to be seen if they are satisfied customers or not. As we look in on the little community today, we find Old Doc bidding goodbye to a customer as Grandpappy Spears waits his turn. Listen.
Well, that's all right, Mr. Palmer. Well, I'll just be more than proud to help you. Be sure and let me know now how everything comes out. So long.
What trouble is Earl Pomeroy and his woman having now, Abner?
Grandpappy. See, these little talks that I have with my customers, they're all confidential, you know.
Oh?
That's the way you have to run a business like this, you know, the advice business. Just got to do it. Grandpappy.
Yeah. But, what was the trouble they was having then?
Well, I told you, Grandpappy, I can't tell you. I wish you'd call me Doc Peabody, too.
All right, Doc Peabody. I don't see what harm it do, though, if you told me. I ain't gonna tell nobody else. You know how I am, never repeat nothing. Hardly.
Well, I just can't tell you, Grandpappy. That's all there are to it. Let's see here. Let me look my list over here. Well, I believe here, according to your next grab here.
Yeah, you could at least give a feller a little hint, Abner. I'm a good friend of Earl's, you know.
Yeah, Grandpappy, I don't allow myself to give out any of that information, so just forget about it now.
I bound you Earl would tell me if I asked him.
All right. Go ask Earl then.
I'll do it.
Well, come on now. If you want to have this consultation with me, why, you better get back to my office. You're going to miss out on it. Don't forget Old Doc Peabody's a busy man, you know. I've got appointments one right after another. Fact is, I have to limit my customers to 10 minutes of advice apiece.
Is Earl's woman jealous again?
Hurry up, Grandpappy. I ain't got time to dally-diddle around here.
I'm coming. What are you going back in the feed room for? I thought you said we was going into your office.
Well, this is my office. Lon made me move back here. See, he's sort of getting me taking up this work anyway. I think the whole thing is that he's just jealous of me.
What, you say Earl's woman is jealous?
I said Lum was.
Jealous of Earl?
Oh, no, of course not. Of me.
Oh, have you been running around with Miss Pomeroy?
Oh, of course not, Grandpap. Such talk.
That Earl has got problems, ain't he? No wonder he's coming over here for advice.
Yeah, just a minute now, Grandpap. Before you get everything wrong, I want to tell you got it all mixed up.
Well, who's running around with who now? Let's get this all straightened out here.
Nobody ain't running around.
Benny.
No, sir.
What do you reckon causes that, Abner? The war?
Huh?
I thought it generally just had the opposite effect on people.
Oh, my goodness alive. Well, here, Grandpap, now, sit down right there on that box there.
Box? Ain't you got no chairs back here?
Well, I just got this one here that I sit in. Mom won't let me have none of the other chairs back here.
Well, how come you get a chair and the customers don't?
Well, I'm the one that gives out the advice, ain't I? I've got to do the thinking. So natural, I have to have a comfort place to sit and think.
If I didn't need advice so bad right now, I'd go and trade summer's house. Summer's where I could sit in a real chair in comfort.
Oh, for the land's sake, love. I've never seen anybody as fussy as you are in my whole life.
Well, you at least ought to have a stool for a fella.
Well, sit down on that box. So you sit up there on a box in the store and play checkers by the hour. You ain't too good to sit here for a few minutes. Quick as I get things squared around here, well, I'll get better furniture in my office. Now, you sit there now. We'll get started with your problem here.
Yeah, all right. Yes, sir, the whole thing started...
Wait a minute. Stop right where you are.
What's the matter now?
Just notice here it's 20 seconds before 2 o'clock.
Well, what of it?
Well, your appointment with me don't start till 2 o'clock sharp, Grandpappy.
Oh, well, I'll wait.
I start running you in ahead of time, why, then everybody else will want me to do the same for them. I've got to watch that, you know, all
the time. I don't see what difference it makes, as long as you're just sitting here not doing nothing.
All right. 2 o'clock now. We can start. Yeah, see. Yeah, first of all, I got to fill out this little card for you. put your name and address down on it here, and I'll get my pencil wet.
I think you recollect my name without writing it down on a card. You ain't that busy.
Now, this is for my files, Grandpap.
Files?
Yeah. Milford Avery Spears. Spears. Keep track of all this junk, you know. You live in Pine Ridge, do you, Mr. Spears?
Enter, don't you even know who I am? I'm Grandpappy Spears.
I know who you are, Grandpappy.
Well, you ought to know where I live.
Well, I've just got to be official about all it. And call me Doc Peabody, too.
If this ain't the pigeon-toedest one thing I ever got.
Now then, Mr. Spears.
I'm in more trouble here than I am at home.
Please state exactly what your problem is. It's upsetting your happy home life, causing trouble in the home for you.
Is this official now?
Yeah, I believe it is. Go ahead. Yeah,
it's
official.
Abner, I'll tell you.
Doc Peabody.
Oh, yeah. Better Doc Peabody, I'm a miserable, unhappy man.
Good. Go on.
My home life has caused me a batch of suffering.
Fine, that's just fine. Now, exactly what is it that's bothering you, Mr. Spears?
Well, sir, Abner, Doc, it all started when, Earl Pomeroy never went and beat up his woman.
Beat her up? Oh, of course he never, Grandpappy.
I was going to say he sure ain't the type to do a thing like that.
Oh, no.
Then you never can tell, Abner. He's always struck me as being a quiet sort of a feller, but
once them
fellers get riled, they're dangerous.
No, he is a quiet sort of a feller. You know Earl. Perlite and all that, got good manners. Always fans his coffee with his hat when he poured it out in the saucer instead of blowing on it.
He's polite.
Yeah.
That's what I say, but what'd he hit her with? Just his bar fist?
Grandpap, Earl never hit his woman.
Well, I'll say this. If he ever did hit her, he'd sure bust her up. That Earl's got muscles.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever saw the size of his arms?
Why?
Can
he
flex his biceps for you?
Oh, yeah. He's stout as a white oak stump. But now listen, Grandpap, before we go any farther.
That Earl's got muscles. I tell you, he's got them.
Yeah.
He never knowed he had a temper, though.
Grandpap, he ain't got a temper. And he never hit his woman.
I never seen him drap and spill it. I know that.
Well, just forget about it now. He ain't fist-fit his woman.
Well, fix them too, then.
Well,
how'd the fight start?
Grandpap, they ain't had no fight. Now, I can't tell you no more about it. Besides, ain't much to it. Now,
I expect his woman put up a pretty good fight.
Yeah, Grandpap, let's get back to your problem. That's what you come in here for, didn't you? To get what's causing your trouble in the home?
Oh, yeah, my trouble in the home. Yeah, I'm a miserable man, Abner.
Doc Peabody.
A miserable, suffering human of a man.
That's just the kind of folks I like to help. Now, just tell me everything. Now, what's bothering you, Mr. Spears?
Well, sir, Abner.
Doc Peabody.
Yes, sir, Doc. You get me out of the...
You keep calling me the wrong name, too.
Yes, sir, Doc Peabody. Me and Charity have been married for a good many years now.
Yeah.
All that time, we've never spoke a harsh word, hardly.
Oh.
And, of course, now, Abner, maybe Miss Pomeroy deserved to get beat up.
Grandpap, I told you she never got beat up.
Well, what's Earl coming around here getting advice for her, then?
Well, that's something that I just promised not to tell, that's all.
Abner, you're keeping something from me.
I know I am. That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, it must be something pretty serious, then, or you wouldn't be acting this way.
Grandpap, it ain't hard enough at all. Forget Earl and his wife.
It must be. I know it. Is she aiming to separate Earl?
Grandpap, you're just letting your curiosity get the best of you. Now, forget that and concentrate on your own problem.
Yeah, all right.
Well, that's better. Now then,
Abner, you got to tell me.
I can't do it, Grandpap.
I've got to know what's wrong out there at the Pomeroy place. That's all they are to it.
Well, you ain't going to find it out from me. Besides, there ain't hardly nothing to find out anyway, Grandpap. Now, do you want me to give you advice on your problem, or don't you?
Well, sure I do. That's what I called up and got this appointment for.
All right, then. Just settle down. Concentrate on it. My time's valuable, you know. Don't forget your appointment's only good for 10 minutes. After that, I've got somebody else coming in, I believe. So tell me now what it is twixt you and Charity is troubling you.
Yes, sir, Abner.
Doc Peabody.
Oh, yeah. Well, sir, Doc Peabody, I'm a miserable man.
I know that.
A miserable, suffering man.
We've been over all that. What's your problem? That's what I got to know so that I can start studying on it.
Yes, sir, Doc Peabody.
Abner. You got it right there. Doc Peabody.
Sir, Doc Peabody, for years, me and Charity was as happy as any two humans in this pigeon-toed world.
Uh-huh.
Never a harsh word was spoke twixt us.
Uh-huh. And now what's bothering you, Brother Spears?
Yeah, sure, by Jimmy, I thought something was wrong when I seen Earl taking supper over to the lunchroom last night. Taxis, I said to Charlie Redfield, I said, Charlie, I said, I bound you something's wrong fixed Earl and his woman. And Charlie
Grand
said, yes,
Pappy,
sir,
if you don't hash that up, I'm going to cancel your appointment right here and now.
Well, now, don't do that, Abby.
Well, I'm going to if you don't stick to the subject you come over here to discuss with me. You're going to do it now, ain't you?
Well, sure I am.
All right, then. Tell me what's bothering you.
Yes, sir.
I know you'll have to hurry. Look here, you just got 13 seconds left on your appointment.
13 seconds?
12 seconds all you got. Now, hurry up, Grand Pappy. Tell me.
Yep. Will you promise to give me an answer?
Sure, I will. That's what I'm here for.
All right, and here's what's bothering me, Doc Peabody.
Yeah?
What's the trouble twixt Earl Pomeroy and his woman? Charity says if I come home tonight, I'll find that out, she's going to lock the door.